The Dillingham City Council was presented with a resolution at this month's meeting authorizing the city manager to negotiate a lease agreement. City Manager Rose Louetta confirmed that three entities inquired about leasing out the Potato House in downtown Dillingham.
Two of them came in later in the game. GCI was one of the first, and so they were farther along, and we felt that it would better fit our community to have them in our office versus in NNN's front area.
For the past couple of years, GCI's been setting up a table in the NNN market that serves as the company's retail outlet in Dillingham. Mayor Alice Ruby suggested GCI would make a good tenant for the Potato House building.
I think the use of it as either a service or, you know, retail, this kind of use fits the building design a little better than maybe the previous renter. And not speaking of the renter, but just, you know, storing equipment and construction kind of stuff maybe wasn't really ever intended for that building. So,
according to the fiscal note attached to the approved resolution, GCI will be paying $800 a month for use of the Potato House. That's $9,600 a year. The building is still empty, and it's unknown when GCI will move in. In other action from the recent meeting, the City Council approved making a change to how the community block grant the city's getting from the Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation will be used. City Manager Louetta reported the city no longer needs to use $60,000 of the grant to assess the downtown storm drain utility system.
And what we found out about a week and a half ago is that the storm drain expense for improving our storm drains is in the downtown street budget. So we don't need to assess them. The state is going to repair them along with the road. So we had that amount in the BBEDC grant and would like to amend that particular grant to include upgrading and increasing our technology capacity throughout the city.
Louetta suggests the majority of the hardware and software used by the city is becoming obsolete and needs to be replaced. The total cost of 10 new computers, software upgrades, and new internet connections is estimated at $75,000. $60,000 would come from the BBEDC block grant. The rest of the cost would be picked up by the city. The block grants are supposed to be used to promote sustainable community and regional economic development, and most often the grants are used to fund infrastructure and projects focused on the fishing industry in Bristol Bay. City Council member Chris Maines asked for an explanation as to how using the money on computer equipment fits into the grant criteria. Dillingham Mayor Alice Ruby works for BBEDC and actually administers the block grant program, which allows each eligible community or tribal entity to apply for up to $500,000 a year.
For the purposes of this program, the way fisheries related has been interpreted is if it's fisheries support. And so that's kind of how Rose was describing this. It's supporting our infrastructure that supports the fishery, like harbor, landfill, dock. And those support the fishery. So,
on a related note, during this month's meeting, the Dillingham City Council approved giving a contract for technical support for the city to TechMate LLC. The contract takes effect this month and will run through June of 2015. The contract for this fiscal year will be $42,500, with payments of over $39,000 in FY 2015 and FY 2016. TechMate is located in Anchorage, and the company bills itself as Alaska's largest privately owned IT support organization. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.